Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The anticipation of lower health insurance costs in Alaska next year is drawing national attention. It's not yet clear how many Alaskans will actually sign up for individual market coverage, but Governor Bill Walker has joined a bipartisan group of governors asking Congress for increased outreach to attract healthier people to the market. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Governor Walker says he decided to join seven other governors from both parties in a letter asking for changes to federal health care law, because what happens at the federal level will affect Alaska.
Because sometimes those costs get shifted onto states, and so we should have a say in this process.
The August 30th letter to the Republican and Democratic leaders of the House and Senate recommended a series of steps to increase participation by both insurers and consumers, as well as to reduce costs. The same day the governors released the letter, President Trump's administration announced it would cut outreach for the individual and family market by 90%.
Well, I think that would be pretty devastating for Alaska, given the number of languages spoken in Alaska.
For instance, the feds prepared an advertisement in Yupik last year. The number of Alaskans who signed up for individual insurance fell last year. That may be the result of Moda Insurance dropping out of the Alaska market, which led to former Moda customers paying more. This year, one thing that could attract more customers is the 22% drop in individual insurance premiums. One factor in the price cut is the Alaska Reinsurance Program. That program combines state and federal funding to cover the costs of patients with some of the most expensive to treat conditions. The bipartisan governor's letter recommended the federal government increase funding for reinsurance and make it easier for other states to have programs like Alaska's. People will have half as much time as last year to get individual and family coverage after the enrollment period begins on November 1st. The Trump administration moved up the deadline from January 31st to December 15th. Premera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska is the only remaining insurer in the individual market. Premera spokeswoman Melanie Kuhn says most of the company's communication in the state this fall will be in the form of letters and emails to customers. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Fall enrollment is down at most University of Alaska campuses. Early numbers show the UA headcount off 4.5%, or over 1,000 students from last fall. The highest declines are at Southeast and Fairbanks campuses. University of Alaska Fairbanks Director of Institutional Research Ian Olson says enrollment is dropping at the UAF campus as student retention and graduation rates rise.
We're graduating fairly large classes and we're getting fewer incoming students, and so our replacement rate is down. Our first-time freshman enrollment numbers are down.
Olson says it's natural for enrollment to level back coming off a recessionary bump, but the UA system is seeing the decline continue and even increase.
To some degree, we have to recognize that it is linked to uncertainty related to Alaska's economy and really the budget cycles coming out of Juneau and the legislature. That's uncertainty, we think, is causing some students to consider enrollment elsewhere.
Olson says the decline runs counter to assessments, which continue to show the University of Alaska to be a good value compared to lower 48 institutions.
We frequently get listed on, you know, best value in the West type of rankings from various ranking agencies that are out there. UAF and UA in general recognized as being a great deal for those seeking higher education.
Olson notes that there are some bright spots in UA enrollment, including an increase in the number of UAF community and technical college students this fall, something he says may correspond with a slight uptick in local unemployment. Research conducted at the University of Alaska Fairbanks contradicts a federal determination on what brought down a building next to the Twin Towers on 9/11. UAF Civil and Environmental Engineering Department Chair J. Leroy Halsey yesterday released findings from a study looking into whether fire caused the collapse of World Trade Center 7. The high rise was not hit by planes but did catch fire. Halsey says his research results contradict the official finding of the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Our study shows the fire was not the cause.
Halsey, a forensic engineer and expert on the effects of temperature on structures, says there's no other example of fire bringing down a steel frame building like WTC-7. The 47-story office building collapsed free fall straight into its footprint in just a few seconds. The analysis Halsey and two graduate assistants conducted over 2 years employs computer models fed with original building plans.
From that computer model, then we began to look at piece by piece how things behaved, and then begin to answer questions about what's truly going on, and then start putting the puzzle back together.
Halsey says an upcoming progressive collapse simulation will show what it took to bring down the building free fall. Halsey says he's still finalizing the model and would not answer what he believes caused the high-rise to collapse.
I'm going to let you have an imagination about that.
Some other engineers and building experts assert that the collapse of World Trade Center 7 resulted from controlled demolition using explosives. Halsey was contracted to look into the collapse of WTC-7 by the nonprofit group Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Over 500 Alaska-based firefighters are working wildfires in the lower 48. According to state and federal firefighting agencies, a sixth jetload of emergency personnel from Alaska deployed this week to Montana, where over 50 wildfires are active. Crews from Fairbanks, Marshall, Nulato, and the upper Tanana region headed south, while others from the communities of Chivac, Allakaket, Venati, and Arctic Village are returning from assignments on fires in California. I'm Dan Bross.